We move on. Voting closes, of course, today in the race to become Britain's next Prime Minister after a month-long contest between Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt. Barring a major upset, Mr. Johnson is expected to emerge as the winner when the result is announced tomorrow, ushering in a seismic shift in the British political landscape. His do-or-die attitude towards delivering Brexit on October the 31st has caused jitters right across the European Union and could create a significant dilemma for our government in relation to the backstop. But what kind of a Prime Minister would he be? And will British citizens be forced to vote in another general election before Brexit is resolved? Well, joining me now to discuss all of this is Matthew Paris, columnist with the London Times, and Dawn Foster, columnist with The Guardian. Thanks to you both for joining me. I'll start with you, Matthew. 160,000 grassroots members of the Conservative Party have already cast their postal vote. Will anything stop Boris Johnson being elected tomorrow?
I don't think so, and I think it will be very decisive, but the decisive arithmetic conceals in the Conservative Party, which I'm a member and I know pretty well, conceals a good deal of unease. They're going for Boris because he's exciting, because he's fun, and they could think he could be the X factor that wins an election, but they don't entirely trust him. They don't entirely trust his judgment. They have worries about him. Nevertheless, it's going to be him.
And of course, the big news and breaking news in London today is the resignation of the junior Foreign Minister, Alan Dunk. And we already had Philip Hammond, the Chancellor. There's rumours about the Justice Secretary that people are going to resign.
Oh, yes. They're not really rumours. I knew Alan Duncan was not going to carry on. Philip Hammond has said he'll resign. Rory Stewart, the International Development Secretary, will resign. The Justice Secretary, as you say, David Gawke, will resign. And there will be perhaps 20 or 30 junior ministers. Those names I've mentioned have all been cabinet ministers. There'll be 20 or 30 junior ministers who do the same. So Boris starts with a bit of a problem about who he's going to put into his government. Will he try to make it a balance of leavers and remainers, or will he just want do-or-die leavers? He said do-or-die leavers, but I think that would be a mistake, and I'm not sure he will.
And Dawn, I was reading over the weekend that for the past week, Boris Johnson, he's been holed up in a house near Parliament. He's been making plans on who to appoint. So all current ministers and MPs, they must know if they haven't already been approached, they're unlikely to be asked.
Yes, I think so at this point. I think as well, a lot of people are aware that, you know, a huge number, as Matthew said, will leave. So Boris Johnson will have a numbers problem on his hands, a lot of the junior roles. And a lot of people have been very, very vocal in the leadership race about whether or not they would serve under Johnson. So, you know, pretty much if you said you will, you'll almost certainly get a call at this point. And obviously a huge number of Conservatives have said they won't. Some of this has been historic linked to Brexit, but also a lot of it, you know, with Alan Duncan, etc. It has been a problem with Boris Johnson's reaction to the diplomatic crisis with Kim Darroch and Donald Trump. If that's the first scandal in a Boris Johnson prime minister reign, then you can imagine how many others, you know, we'll see, within the space of this year.
And of course, Dawn, people are wondering how soon might he appoint his ministers and his cabinet? Who's in line? And of course, the speculation about the future of Jeremy Hunt. Will Boris Johnson demote or even sack him?
I think it will happen relatively quickly. He wants to keep up the momentum. He doesn't want to allow any snipe in to get in before he announces his first move. And obviously, if as he said over and over again, he will be the person to deliver Brexit, he can't afford any slip-ups, any resignations, relatively quickly. And that will be why he's been holed up in that house near Parliament Square for the last week, extensively trying to plan, whereas previously he has just focused on outward appearances and, you know, pushing brand Boris. Now he has to actually push forward an actual regime for government, and that will involve a lot more planning than he's used to.
And Matthew, of course, as Foreign Secretary, he was there at the outset of the Brexit negotiations. His position now that the backstop can simply be deleted from the withdrawal agreement is obviously music to the ears of his supporters. But do you think he really believes that's possible?
No. Jeremy Hunt couldn't possibly believe that's possible because he's Foreign Secretary. He knows it isn't possible. I don't know whether Boris really thinks it's possible. And I think much more hangs in the air than we might think. I would add to what Dawn said that, yes, he will have promised the job to some people, but Boris's method is to give people the impression that they're very much in line for something without quite promising. So there's going to be, within 24 hours of the appointments he makes, a lot of disappointments amongst people who had thought they were going to get something. I would never exaggerate the extent to which Boris Johnson has got a plan, has laid things out, has mapped things out, knows what he's going to do. He doesn't proceed like that.
But do you think he would take you out on a no-deal Brexit?
Well, he says he would.
I know that, but do you think he would?
He said, you know, do or die, he has said. On the other hand, I just have a little tiny hesitation in my mind as to whether he would actually do it or think of something else, like a general election or whatever, or even saying, look, revoke Article 50, we've got into a terrible mess, the negotiations have led us nowhere, rip it up and start again. We're going to leave the European Union, but we're going to start the negotiations all over again, and for the moment, we're going to revoke. Boris Johnson is one of the few voices in British politics who could get away with a U-turn like that. I don't think he will, but don't entirely rule it out.
What do we know, Dawn, about the timing of events tomorrow? I mean, will we have the result before noon tomorrow?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I know that the results should be relatively quickly announced, and I would imagine that after you know it has been confirmed that, you know, save a surprise upset from Jeremy Hunt, Boris's people will begin briefing immediately about who is in which position, etc., and then trying to look at exactly which positions, you know, Johnson administration will be taken on certain things. I think there will be a lot of mayhem tomorrow when, as you know, each individual appointment is announced. Johnson will, you know, give a speech. He will begin looking at who he'll give his first media interviews to. And you know, there will be a lot of digging around of you know, Johnson's past. There has been some of that already, but perhaps it's more recent past. And there's also you know, very, very big conversation about whether or not he will be living in Number 10 more regularly, what that means for his personal life, and whether or not his personal life will continue to impact on his ability to serve as Prime Minister.
And I believe the announcement will be quite early. I have friends in the Evening Standard, a London paper, which comes onto the streets just after lunch, and they're all confident that they're going to have the numbers in good time. So I would think before 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's excellent news for our programme. Listen, Tony Blair's writing in the Times today about the potential for a second referendum. What's the feeling, Matthew, about his amongst the British public? Because everyone I know who lives there, and I used to live there, just says it would just be incredibly divisive again if you had another referendum.
Yeah, there's a surprising resistance amongst the public to a second referendum, even though by the time it was held, we'd be getting on to about 4 years since the last one. But there is a resistance among the public, and therefore there's a resistance among MPs who echo what they hear from their constituents, oh no, we can't do that. But the truth is that that probably is the only way out of this impasse, other than crashing out. And given such a stark choice as that, I would never rule out even Boris Johnson. It could be his lifeline.
Okay, well, look, Dawn Foster, Matthew Paris, thanks so much for chatting us today, and we await tomorrow. We'll take a break.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.